It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
It is a Major League Eating Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your support of Major League Eating. To learn more, just go to MajorLeagueEating.com. All the information that you need about upcoming events, one of which happening down in Florida, Sunday, April 17th, the National Sweet Corn Eating Championship at the Sweet Corn Fiesta. Joining us on the phone right now, Ann Holt, the director. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm from sunny South Florida.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the country isn't in sunny, warm South Florida right now. You were just telling me, what, 88 degrees right now?
Yes, it's 88 degrees with the sun shining and the breeze blowing today, and I sure hope it's just like this on Sunday.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you know, this competition is going to be great, but I'd like you to talk about the Sweet Corn Fiesta a little bit first, because this is the 11th annual. I'd like you to talk about how the Sweet Corn Fiesta got started.
Well, this is our 11th year, and about 12 or 13 years ago, we had a lot of corn in the ground, and the corn was just not moving, so we left about a third of our crop in the field because it wasn't moving, and we couldn't harvest it because I couldn't sell it. So I started going around to our local growers, our local grocery stores, and talking to the produce managers on why you don't have sweet corn, you know, in your market, which was about 20 miles from where we grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of them didn't even realize that there was so much sweet corn grown, you know, just 20 miles from the grocery stores.
Right.
So I got to talking and with a group of people, and we just decided that it was time to educate the people on the east coast of Palm Beach County what was grown out on the western part of the county, which, like I said, is only like 20 to 25 miles different.
Mm-hmm.
So it started out trying to just inform people about Palm Beach County sweet corn. We actually grow more sweet corn in Palm Beach County than any county in the nation.
Really?
Yes, we do. And that's sweet corn. We get arguments all the time, but we're talking about sweet corn, not field corn.
Okay.
Had somebody argue with me today about it, but we're talking about sweet corn.
Probably somebody from Iowa, right?
Exactly. It was we said, no, it's not field corn. We don't, you know, we feed this to humans, not pigs or cows.
Right.
But, I mean, they can't eat it. But we grow right now. We're shipping out about 1 million crates a week from now until Memorial Day. Memorial Day is our big season. We grow, there's probably over 22,000 acres of sweet corn being grown right about now.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you in South Florida, the event is on Sunday at the South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm Beach. And, of course, we have the competition coming up, which is always interesting, but there's a little bit of a twist this time. Hall Hunt, Major League Eating's only faith-based eater, is ending his current retirement to compete this year. Well, what do you think of that?
He was our winner a couple of years ago. He's a really nice young man, and you would never know he was a Major League eater. And he brings his own crowd. He brings his own cheering team with him, so it makes it really exciting. So we're really excited to have him back this year.
Well, it's an exciting time. What do you love most about the festival, and what do you love most about the eating competition?
Well, we here in Palm Beach County, there are so many festivals, as is anywhere, that, you know, people are trying to have different festivals to raise money for different things. Well, we're trying to, the money that we raise, we donate back to some of the food kitchens out in the Glades,
mm-hmm.
In our area, farming area. And then it's also exciting to see, we try to keep the prices of everything down so it's very affordable for families. And it's just really nice when we walk around the festival. We're only open for 6 hours, and seeing all the little kids having a great time, and families eating corn on the cob. And it's just a really nice, almost like picnic-style family festival.
What do you love most about the eating competition?
Well, it's kind of gross if you want to know the truth, but George Shea makes it so interesting that I think about 2/3 of the people come to listen to George, as you know, as well as watching the contest itself. So he is quite an entertainer himself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Anne, thank you very much for joining us today. We wish you the best of continued success. Have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the warm weather. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.